Chapter 7. Heathcliff disappears. The following summer, Francis and Hindley had a little boy. He was a lovely baby, and they called him Hareton. For a short while, there was happiness at Wuthering Heights, but it didn't last long. Francis, who had always been physically weak, never recovered from the birth, and when the baby was 4 months old, she died. Hindley was devastated. His wife's death was a terrible shock to him and to all of us. After this, Hindley began drinking and was often violent. I had to protect the baby and keep him out of his father's sight. Hindley never loved his son as a father should. Perhaps he blamed the child for his mother's death. The atmosphere at Wuthering Heights was terrible. Hindley continued to hate Heathcliff, but he needed him on the farm because Heathcliff did the work of three men. Edgar Linton wanted to visit Cathy, but he was afraid to come to Wuthering Heights because he did not want to see Heathcliff. So, in the afternoons, Cathy and I often walked over the moors to the Grange instead. As we were returning from one of these visits, Heathcliff met us. When he saw us, his face was like thunder. He knew we had been to visit Edgar, and he was afraid of losing Cathy, his best and only friend. He was also jealous of Edgar. As the days passed, he became more and more bitter and moody. One afternoon, Cathy came into the kitchen looking worried. "Nellie, are you alone?" "Yes," I replied, "except for little Hareton, but he's asleep."
"Where's Heathcliff?" she asked.
"Working, I suppose," I replied.
"Nellie, can you keep a secret?"
"Of course, Cathy."
"Edgar Linton has asked me to marry him," she said, "and I've given him my answer."
"Have you accepted him?" I asked.
"I don't want to tell you," she said. "I want you to tell me if I gave the right or wrong answer."
"How do I know?" I asked. "Do you love Edgar Linton?"
"Of course I do," she replied.
"Tell me why you love him," I asked her.
"Because he's young and handsome, and he loves me. And one day he'll be very rich, and I'll be the richest lady in the district."
"Those aren't good reasons," I said. "He won't always be young and handsome, and he may not always be rich."
"Of course he will, Nellie," she said. "And it's important for me to be a rich woman."
"So why are you asking me, Cathy? You already seem to know what you want. Where's the problem?"
"Here and here," she said,
putting one hand on her forehead and one on her heart.
"With my head, I love Edgar. But with my heart... Oh, Nellie, I had a dream. I dreamt I was in heaven, but I was very unhappy there. I cried and cried, and God became angry with me. Then I found myself walking on the moors. I was lost, desolate. I was looking for Heathcliff. But you see, it would be a disaster for me to marry Heathcliff. It would degrade me."
As Cathy was speaking, I noticed a slight movement at the door, and I saw Heathcliff stand up and go quietly outside.
"Cathy, hush." "Don't hush me. I must speak to someone," she said. "You see, I love Heathcliff more than I'll ever love Edgar. My soul and Heathcliff's are one."
"So why do you want to marry Edgar? If you marry Edgar Linton, you and Heathcliff will be separated forever."
"Oh, no, we won't," she exclaimed. "Who will separate us? I wouldn't tolerate that. No, Edgar will accept Heathcliff, and if I'm rich, I can help him."
"What, with your husband's money?" I said. "That is the worst reason in the world for marrying Edgar."
"No, Nellie, it is the best," she said. "Heathcliff is right here, in my heart, my soul. I am Heathcliff."
"You're not ready to marry anyone, my girl," I said, "and I've heard enough nonsense for one day." At that moment, the baby began to cry. Cathy went to him and picked him up.
Hold the baby till I warm his food, I said. You know, Cathy, I think Heathcliff heard some of your talk.
What do you mean? She asked. I thought you said he was in the fields.
I thought he was, but I saw him go out while you were talking.
I hope you're wrong, Nelly.
Heathcliff didn't appear for the evening meal, and Cathy went out to look for him. It was a cold evening and dark clouds were gathering over the moors. It began to rain, and I knew that Cathy was wearing a light dress, so I took her coat and went to look for her. She was standing by the stables in the pouring rain, crying, "Heathcliff! Heathcliff!" again and again. I took her back to the house, then I dried her hair and made her change her clothes, but she refused to go to bed. She sat by the fire, tears running down her face. At midnight, I left her, hoping that if she were on her own, she'd calm down a little. The next morning, she had a fever and she was still crying. Suddenly, she began to scream hysterically. I ran to Hindley and told him that we had to bring Dr. Kenneth to see her. 2 hours later, the doctor came and examined her. He gave her some medicine and told us that she was dangerously ill and that he was worried about the state of her mind. For the next 4 weeks, Cathy stayed in bed. As for Heathcliff, since the day of the storm, no one had seen him.